This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7, nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7, umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wemuvhuro nyamavhuvhu 22 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM pa 4930 kana pa 6065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC. Ezvinei zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Madzivira atinozviita isu zvinhu zvemuZimbabwe zvinowanzoda muyananisi. Zvinokuti nyaya iyi kurukurwe kusadhiki ndiko kuti zvakare saiyo sadhiki. Sevanhu vakange vakambonge vatora chinhambwe kufambisa nyaya, havangazongoiregedzeri vozongoregedza zvinhu zvichiita manyama amire nerongo.
Vana Soro Jena vari musangano reThe Elders vokurudzira Sadik kuti ipindire mukugadzirisa nyadzo zvematongerwo enyika muZimbabwe.
Zvokutanga takwekura nezvekuratidzira kwakarongwa neboka remera semubatanidzwa wemapato ari kudimanda electoral reform. Takukurirana tikawirira nesusu kuti kuratidzira kwatiriita musi wa26 kunofanira kupfuurira mberi.
Mapato anopikisa ari pasi penera osangana muHarare kuzeya nezvekuratidzira kuri kuitwa nemusi wechishanu kwakanangana nekukurudzira kuvandudzwa kwemitemo yesarudzo. Dare remagistrate kuBulawayo nhasi rarasa mhosva yanga yakatarisana nemamwe madzimai gumi esangano reHoza ayo angachipomerwa mhosva yemusarinya kana kuti criminal nuisance. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vana Soro Jena vesangano rinozivikanwa nekuti The Elders rine vakuru vanosanganisira vaimbova munyori mukuru weUnited Nations vaKofi Annan, vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaJimmy Carter, vaive mudzimai waNelson Mandela, amai Graca Machel Mandela, Archbishop Desmond Tutu nevamwe vakurudzira vatungamiri venyika dzemuSadik kuti vabatsire Zimbabwe mune zvematongerwo enyika kuti pasaita hondo munyika. Mumashoko avo kuvatori venhau, vana Soro Jena ava vati Zimbabwe yatarisana nedambudziko munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Vati kugadzirisa nyaya yezvematongerwo enyika kwakakosha kwete kuZimbabwe chete asi kunyika dzose dzemuSadik. Mashoko aya ari kuuya apo Sadik yatarisana nemusangano weSummit uri kuitirwa kuSwaziland. Vesangano reThe Elders ava vanoti zvakakosha kuti Sadik izeye nyaya iyi. Zimbabwe iri kuita sarudzo muna 2018 asi zviri pachena kuti zvino munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika hazvina kugadzikana. Bato reZANU PF ragara richishora weThe Elders ava richiti vanoda kupindira munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika muZimbabwe. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata chipangamazano cheCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition kuChamembe kweAfrica vaJoy Mabenge.
Mamirira aita nyaya yeZimbabwe mukanyatsozvitarisa imimi zvave pachokwadi nhau yekuti nyaya iyi haichagadzirisike nevatungamiriri veZimbabwe chete. Chingatoitwe muZimbabwe kutanga-tanga kuita nhau yekuti pagadziriswe nyaya yekuti vanhu vaunzwe pamwe chete vachibva kumapato akasiyana-siyana, vachibva kumapokawo akasiyana-siyana, vachibva kudzisvondo, vachibvawo kune vanomirira vashandi, vounzwa patafura imwe chete vokurukura. Asi mazivira atinozviita isu zvinhu zvemuZimbabwe zvinowanzoda muyananisi. Zvinokuti nyaya iyi kurukurwe kuSadiki ndiko kuti zvakare saiyo Sadiki, sevanhu vakange vakambonge vatora chinambwe kufambisa nyaya havangazongoiregedzeri vozongoregedza zvinhu zvichiita manyama amire nerongo vachine yatingati pachirungu responsibility yekuti vaone kuti zvinhu zvinogadzirisika munyika havangaregedze kusvikira ropa ratanga kudeuka saka ndinoona sekuti mashoko ari kutaurwa nana Sorojena mashoko akanaka chose
asika veZANU-PF vari kuti ko ivo vana Sorojena ava vanodei pamuchato wedhongi nebere vachitika sarudzo dziriko muna 2018 vadi kungomira hawo ipapo
handifungi kuti vanotaura izvozvezvo veZANU-PF vari kunyatsoziva zvavari kutaura chaizvo chaizvo wangovo hushingi vaZulu nekuti iyo 2018 yavanongobwereketai vanoisvikirwa nani chaiyo kumba aisvikirwa kunzi 2018 iyo inotova namakore maviri isati asvikako hurumende yagwadama havana kana yatingati pachirungu capacity havana zvikwanisiro zvekuti vachovhe nyika kuti isvike 2018
Chipangamazano cheCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition kuchamembe kweAfrica vajoy mabenge vari parunare muJohannesburg South Africa na Blessing Zulu Studio 7. Mapato ezvematongerwo enyika 13 ari pasi pembatanidzwa yeNational Electoral Reform Agenda kana kuti NERA asangana nasi nemanga mapato mashanu aripasi pemubatanidzwa wemapato anorwira utongi wejekerere weCoalition of Democrats kana kuti COD mukuedza kwemapato anopikisa kushanda pamwe mukurwisana neutongi wehurumende yavamugabe mutungamiri werimwe remapato ari mumubatanidzwa weNERA reTransform Zimbabwe vaJacob Ngarivhume vanoti musangano wavaita uyu wanga vakanangana nekuti vangashanda sei pamwe nemapato ari muCOD pamwe nekuakoka zviri pamutemo kuti apindewo mukuratidzira kwakarongwa neNERA nemusi wechishanu svondo rino ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaNgarivhume pamusoro penyaya iyi
takurukura zvinhu zvakawanda zvokutanga takurukura nezvemukuratidzira kwakarongwa neboka reNERA isu semubatanidzwa wemapato ari kudemand electoral reform takurukurirana tikawirira nesusu kuti kuratidzira katiriita musi wa26 kunofanira kupfuurira mberi echipiri tikazokurukurirana zvakare kuti zvinoratidza kuti vemuZimbabwe vari kutarisira ivo kuti tinge tichisongana pamwe chete tichikurukura nenyaya yekushanda pamwe chete iri beyond issue electoral reform saka izvozvo tati aiwa nati tizosangana mushure medemonstration musi wa26 tosangana tokurukura nezvekushanda pamwe chete semapolitical party akasiyana siyana
saka muchange mwakabatana here navo pakuratidzira kuchaitwa nemusi wechishanu
tiri kubatana pamwe chete tawirirana kuti taakuextenda invitation kana kuti taakuvakoka zviri official kuti vese vavauye tibatane pamwe chete musi wechishanu
zvii zvamuri kuratidzira muchinyunyuta nazvo nemusi wechishanu
chiripo chikuru ndechekuti tiri kuratidzira tichidhimanda zvishanduko mukati nemaitirwa anenge esarudzo muZimbabwe ndodonzoguru tiri kaitawa reform ipapo takanangana namai makarau mai makarau tiri kuda kuti ngavasiye chigaro chimwe chete pazviviri zvavanazvo one chekuva chairperson wezeki chechipiri chekuva secretary wejudiciary service commission nekuti zvigaro izvi zviri interlinked zvoshandidzana
vanga vari mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reTransform Zimbabwe iro riri mubatanidzwa weNERA vaJacob Ngarivhume vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7 tine chiziviso chakakosha pamusoro pekushanduka kwechirongwa chedu kubva nemusi wemuvhuro nyamavhuvhu 29 Studio 7 inenge isatepfenyura mururimi rwechirungu asi zvakadaro nhau dzechirungu dzichange dzotepfenyurwa pazvirongwa zvevoa English to Africa Africa News Tonight kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu kotiwe mugovera nesvondo pachirongwa cheNightline Africa Studio 7 icharamba ichitepfenyura nechirungu chirongwa cheLive Talk icho chawedzerwa nguva yekutepfenyura kuenda paawa imwe chete munokwanisawo kuramba muchiwana nhau dzezviri kuitika muZimbabwe pawebsite yedu ticharamba tichitepfenyura nechishona nendevele kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu pamwe nemugovera nesvondo apo tawedzerawo nguva yechirongwa kuenda pamaminitsi 30 kuti munzwe nguva dzatinotepfenyura pamwe nemasaisai amunotibata endai pawebsite yedu inoti www.voashona.com Dare ra magistrate muulawayo Nasrara Samosha yanga yakatarisana nemamwe madzimai gumi esangano rewoza ayo angachipomerwa mosva yemusarinya kana kuti criminal nuisance mushure mekunge varatidzira panze peimwe nhandare yemitambo muguta reulawayo pakutanga kwemwedzi uno. Mutorero wenhautaura Ishava anoti panyaya inotevera.
Mutongi wedare vabatana ituwe vabvumirana nechikumbiro chemagweta emadzimai aya chekuti dare risaenderera mberi nekunzwa nyaya iyi sezvo madzimai aya kusanganisira mutungamiri wehoza amai Jane Williams vainge vasina kupara mhosva pakuratidzira kwavakaita. Muchuchisi vangatazo dlodlu vange vatipa madzimai gumi aya madzimai mapfumbamwe ndiwo ange achifanirwa kuwanikwa asina mhosva asi nyaya yaamai Williams yange ichifanirwa kunzwikwa nedare nekuti vainge vane mhosva. Asi amai Williams vazowanikwa vasina mhosva sevamwe vavo mushure mekunge valizwe jamela rimwe remagweta ange achimirira madzimai aya vachishanda vari pasi peZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vapikisa maonero emuchuchisi. Vajamela vati hazvaigona kuti amai Williams vawanikwe vaine mhosva iro dare range rarasa mhosva yevamwe vavakasungwa navo. Gweta iri rapikisawo chikumbiro chemuchuchisi chekuda kuwedzera kana kuchinja mhosva inonzi yakaparwa naamai Williams. Vajamela vaudza dare kuti rirasewo mhosva yange ichipomerwa amai Williams vachiti mukupindura chikumbiro chavaive vaita chekuti nyaya yemadzimai aya airaswe muchuchisi aive asina kupindura nyaya dzakawanda dzavakataura dzinosanganisira kutyorwa kwekodzero dzemadzimai aya kwavanoti kwakaitwa vari muusungwa. Vajamela vati kunyange havo vafara nekuraswa kwaitwa nyaya yange yakatarisana nemadzimai aya vanoshungurudzika nenyaya yekuti mapurisa nevachuchisi vanopedza nguva vachiita kuti vanhu vasina mhosva vamiswe pamberi pematare.
Hapana muchuchisi asingazivi kuti kune constitution yakanyorwa zvakanyorwa. Hapana vanhu vanoona nezvekuchuchiswa kwevanhu kusanganisa namapurisa acho vasingazivi kuti mutemo wedu wakamira sei uye kuti procedure inoshandisiwa kana vanhu vachisungwa yakamira sei. Haisi nyaya yekudzidzisana. Uye kana pane anoda kudzidzisiwa, isu seZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights takazvipira kudzidzisa vanoda kudzidziswa.
Madzimai aya ayo anga achitongwa achibva kumba asina kubhadhariswa mari yechibatiso aiva asungwa pamapurisa akamisa kuratidzira kwaiitwa paQueen's Sports Club paitambwa mutambo wecricket pakati penyika yeZimbabwe neNew Zealand pakutanga kwemwedzi uno. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muBulawayo, ndini Taura Ishava.
Utungamiri wesangano ravarairidzi vekumaruva reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti RTUZ uri kufamba netsoka kubva kumutavatava kumaramba pfungwe kuenda kuHarare kunosiya gwaro renyunyuto unoti nhasi watyisidzirwa zvakasimba nevasori pamurehwa apo wanga waedza kunosiya gwaro renyunyuto kumahofisi edzidzo edunhu remurehwa ari pamurehwa pakare. Mutungamiri wesangano iri vaobet masaraure vanoti vaoneswa chitsvuku mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wesangano ravo amai Tandiwe Dube pamwe nemunyori mukuru varobson chere. Chikwata chevanhu gumi nevashanu ichisvonda rapera chakamanikidzwa kumbosendeka kuratidzira uku mushure mekunge dzimwe nhengo dzamiswa pamberi pedare kwamurehwa dzichipomerwa mhosva yekutyora mutemo weposa pamwe nekuita zvemisarinya. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita navamasara ure pamusoro penyaya iye.
Mutungamiriri wedu unosanganisira Vice President vatandiwe Dube na Secretary General nyore mukuru varobson chere vasvika pamurehwa district officer apo pavanga vachifanirwa kusiya gwaro renyunyuto ravanga vaida kupa district education officer. Pavanga vachitaura nadio vavaudza kuti vanoda kumbotanga vadedza vanhu vavakanzi vadedze kana vachinge vasvika. Ndopavadedza vanhu vekucentral intelligence organization kwazosvika varume vatatu kwazosvika kushidzira kwakanyanya utungamiriri wedu wanga wapinda mukati vachizoudza zvedio vanonzi mai Mazengwe kuti vasaradzidze kuti vanga vatambira gwaro renyunyuto ravanga vaenda kunosiya. Izvi mai vaya vazozivisa utungamiriri wedu kuti vari kumirira mvumo kubva kuna purezidendi pachake kuti vazoona vachazosaina gwaro renyunyuto redu kuti varadza kuti varitambira. Asi tinotenda nekuti nyunyuto dzedu dzasvika ivo vasara negwaro ravo.
Saka muri kuramba muchienderera mberi here nekufamba tichiona kuti musondo rapera makakanganiswa kufamba kwenyu ikoku naivo vanhu vamwe chete iwa?
wangu tinoenderera mberi tichifamba kwatiri nekufamba kuti tirikuratidza kunyunyuta kwedu nezviripo chero vakatibata neunhapwa hwakadii tiramba tichifamba kusvikira tasvika kuHarare kwatichaisa zvinyuto zvedu kuhead office asi chinyunyuto chedu chekupedzisira ndechekuti kana hurumende iyi yaramba ichiita huno hwairi kuratidza hwekuti hauidi kugadzirisa zvinhu zvatetipo kuti dai yagadzirisa tete akutanga kukumbirwa kuti kana makonewa imikuita basa ramakasarudzirwa nevanhu madii machirega kutungamirira kwauyawo vamwe vanokwanisa kutonga
vanga vari mutungamiri wesangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vaObert Masaraure vari parunhare kuwedza neStudio 7. Zvinonzi paita ropa rakaipa pakati penhengo dzezano PF kunoton zvichitevera sarudzo dzemaprimary ekutsvaka achamirira bato iri musarudzo dzemumiriri weparamende dzakaitwa nemugovera. Mutori wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
VaRonald Tinashe Chindedza ndivo vakakunda vamwe vaikwikwidza vanosvika vasere vanosanganisira vaitarisirwa kukunda amai Baibiti Tsomondo. Asi nhengo dzose dzakapinda musarudzo dzinoti hadzisi kufara nekukunda kwavachindedza kwavati kune chitsotsi mukati. Vaitungamira kutsvagira amai Tsomondo rutsigiro vaRexon Zuze vatanzi titaure navo vanoti pane kubirira mavhoti kwakaitwa nevaivhotesa vaShadrack Mashayamo mbeve mudunhu reHarare.
Kumwe kwese hatina problem nako. Brian Farm, Jenkstown nemutubva kwakaitwa fabrication nemachi matrophy gastinao tofunga we showed you tikuti panofana kuitwa recorrection.
Hatina kukwanisa kubata vamashaya mombe kuti tinzwe divi ravo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muNorton ndini Arthur Chigoriwa.
Mukuru wesangano reGirl Child Network muzvare Betty Makoni vanoti vane humbo hwekuti mudzimai wechidiki ari kupomera Prophet Magaya mhosva yekumubata chibharo ave kutyisidzirwa. Asi mutauriri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba vaudza Studio 7 kuti nyaya iyi haisati yasvika munzeve dzavo. Senior Assistant Commissioner Charamba vativo havangatauri nemashoko ari mumapepa akaendeswa navamagaya kumatare ekuti vezvematongerwo enyika ndo vari kuda kuti vasungwe. Vamagaya vakasungwa nemusi wechishanu vachipomerwa mhosva yekubata mumwe mudzimai ane makore 20 chibharo kubva kumba kwavo kuMount Pleasant. Vakamiswa pamberi pedare ramagistrate nemugovera vakabvisiswa zviuru zviviri zvemadhora semari yechibatiso. Gweta ravamagaya vaEverson Chatambudza vaudza Studio 7 kuti vanga vari panhandare yendege vachiti tizovafonera asi hatina kuzokwanisa kuvabata panhare mbozha yavo. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata muzvare Makoni.
Hatifanwe kuti pakabuda nyaya yekuti munhu abatwa chibharo tomhanya kutanga kufunga kuti politics kana kuti prophet kana kuti anything. Nyaya inoda kutorwa sekungoti munhu auya achiti ndakabatwa. Theni vaye vatinoti vane hunyanzvi hwekutsvagurudza kuti chii chakaitika votsvagurudza muchinyararire. Panozonzi doketi rapera nyaya yeseswa pamwe chete. Humbo hwabva kuna naChiremba, hwabva kuna iye anenge akabatwa chibharo. Tozotangisa manje kuchitaura kuti nyaya iyi yakamira zvakati. Iko zvinezvi ndaane mashoko andatambira ekuti munhu uya uya upenyu hwake hwaapa nguva yakaoma. Ndopaane nyaya ndichitaura manherana emasoko andatambira kubva kuZimbabwe nokuti ndatopiwa nesamone ari very reliable kuti upenyu hwemusikana akabatwa hwatomunjodzi kupfuura upenyu wa prophet ivava. Saka nokuti masoko akurumidza kubuda tikabudisa ma details uya anenge akabatwa ari kushishidzirwa ari kutukwa upenyu hwake hwatopa nguva yakaoma, taakuda kuedza kuda kuti tiunganidze vose vanoita zverepi izvo zvizvi vanyatsomutora aende panzvimbo iri sese kuti akwanise kutaura.
Takaonawo humwe humbowo hwatoiswa paFacebook apa nezvimwe nezvimwe. Zvinenge zvichifanira kudaro here munyaya dzakadai?
Aiwa, hazvitenderwe nokuti kana tichinge tiri kuferefeta nyaya dzakadai dzinana mazvikokota vazvona vanobva kumapurisa ikoko kunoitwa madokesi kwekuti inonzi victim friendly court itori pamurau weZimbabwe kuti tinoita zvinhu zvakavanzika tichiedza kuchengetedza munhu uya auya achitaura.
Muzvare Betty Makoni veGirl Child Network vanga vari parunare kuBritain naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa919 AM, pa4930 kana pa6065 ne15460 kHz pashortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Vari kutungamira bato remaRepublicans musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika muAmerica vaDonald Trump vadzokorora mashoko avo ekuti Clinton Foundation, sangano remhuri yava Bill Clinton nevavari kukwikwidzana navo amai Hillary Clinton inofanira kuvharwa. VaTrump vanoti sangano iri riri kuita zveuori asi amai Clinton vari kuramba mashoko aya. Mumwe mumhanyi wekuEthiopia Feyisa Lisela nezuro akakonzera mutauro kumaOlympics mushure mekuratidzira achitsigira vanopikisa. Lisela akawina menduri yesirivha makwikwi emarathon. Hurumende yeEthiopia iri kunetsana zvakanyanya nevanoipikisa. Munyori mukuru mubazi rekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika muAmerica vaJohn Kerry vari muNairobi kuKenya muhurukuro nenyika dzekumawirira kweAfrica dzakanangana nekuedza kupedza hondo iri muSouth Sudan pakati pehurumende nebato rinopikisa. VaKerry nhasi vasangana nemutungamiri weKenya vaUhuru Kenyatta. Tine chiziviso chakakosha pamusoro pekushanduka kwechirongwa chedu. Kubva nemusi wemuvhuro nyamavhuvhu 29 Studio 7 inenge isatepfenyura mururimi rwechirungu. Asi zvakadaro nhau dzechirungu dzichange dzotepfenyurwa pazvirongwa zveVOA English to Africa, Africa News Tonight kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu, koti wemugovera nesvondo pachirongwa cheNightline Africa. Studio 7 icharamba ichitepfenyura nechirungu chirongwa cheLive Talk, izvo chawedzerwa nguva yekutepfenyura kuenda paawa imwe chete. Munokwanisawo kuramba muchiwana nhau dzezviri kuitika muZimbabwe pawebhusaiti yedu. Ticharamba tichitepfenyura nechishona nendevele kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu, pamwe nemugovera nesvondo apo tawedzerawo nguva yechirongwa kuenda pamaminitsi 30. Kuti munzwe nguva dzatinotepfenyura pamwe nemasaisai amunotibata, endai pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Nyanzvi yezvirwere zvepfungwa Dr. Sekai Niwatiwa vanoti vakwegura vakawanda vari kubatwa nechirwere chekurasika pfungwa uye zvakakosha kuti vawanirwe rubatsiro. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yaitwa naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 naDr. Niwatiwa kuti tinzwe zvizere nezvenyaya iyi.
Vanhu vakura usually starts from 65 upward. Zvirwere zviri common in that age group. Madementias ane makozes akasiyana, mamwe acho makozes haazikani. Mamwe acho anokonzerwa nehigh blood pressure nediabetes. Mamwe acho anokonzerwawo kana une high cholesterol inoramba ichirijusa mavessels to the narrowing mavessels to the brain. Then anozoguma kumberi kwacho kusisasvikiropa, saka all those things zvinogona kukoza dementia. imwe cause yacho I nutritional fanga ma vitamin deficiencies fanga ma vitamin 12 ne folate imwe yacho inogona kukonzerwa nemaslow viruses like HIV
munhu angazive sei kuti hama yake kana kuti iye abatwa nezvirwere izvozvi zvedimensia zvinowanikwa nevakwegura
iye haagoni kuona it's very rare kuti munhu azive kuti ndozvadari but vanogara naye vanoona kuti aakukanganwa kana mukabutaurira chiro process yeregistration nememory inenge yakanganiswa saka kuti azotondere zvaabva kuudzwa kazhinji kacho ndiyo biggest problem inouya nehama ichiti aa wachaziwi ka hatichagoni kunyatsotaura nawo nyaya vachitipindura zvakanaka saka vanhu vakadaro vanofanira kutorwa kana kuri kumamisha usually vanhu vanoziva kuti avasekuru ava ndevekwani voenda nawo wozosvika nawo kuzvipatara kuti pane zvavanogona kubatsirwa nazvo zvekuti vaone kugarika nawo mukamuendesa kuhama dzake hama dzacho dzinogona kutaurai kuti mbuya kana sekuru waane mazuva vachikanganwa zviro dzimwe nguva vanobva pamba votadza kudzoka nekuti havachazivi kuti wabva kupi isingarapiki do iyaya yatinoti congenital inoreva kuti munhu anotobarwa ane capacity yekuti kana asvika that age anodevelopa dementia mamwe atinoti maacquired dementias ane macauses saka macauses acho akagadziriswa murwere anogona kubatsirika
saka vanenge vaona hama dzavo kana neshamwari dzichiratidza zvamataura izvi vanofanira kuita sei
vanoya navo kuzvipatara
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvirwere zvepfungwa Dr. Sekaine Matiwa vari parunare muHarare naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Tinokutambirai vaterere muchirongwa chedu pindai mudariro chatinotaura nevechidiki ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Nasi muchirongwa chedu tina muzvare Mavis Chirandu midfielder weMighty Warriors wakadi hako
Tilivere magadiwo.
Aiwa tinofara ndimi makadzoka ka?
Yeah, tisu.
Saka zvanga zviri sei?
Tinobva kufara because the first time and we wish kutambira kuti koko Europe basho.
Pane musiyano here nekutamba ne European football team?
Ivo vanowana zvakawanda ende vanogona kutamba bhora ende vatori kumberi kwedu isitori kumashure ende takawana kuti zvavanowana zvatikwanisa kuvabata
chii chamungade kuudza masupporters enyu vakaterera
ndoda kupatenda nekutisapota kwese kwavaita ende even kana kudyiwa kwese kwatikaita hakusi kuda kwedu bhozi yanga iri first time yedu tarikokutendai masupporters rambai makadaro
pamakauya makapuwa $15 makatoramba kutambira imi munoti chinazvo
isusu takaqualify muolympics ende muzimbabwe hakuna team yakambokwalifya enda muolympics so taifanira kutoonwa mari iri more than $15
izvozvi masponsors enyu pane zvavari kutaura here
so far handina chandombonzwa
aiwa mazvita ava vanga vari muzvare Mavis Chirandu ini ndini Chioneso Jani muchirongwa pindai mudariro
Muchirongwa cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuratidzira kuri kurongwa nemapato anopikisa ari pasi pemubatanidzwa weNERA kwakanangana nekukurudzira kuwandudzwa kwemitemo yesarudzo. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, tumirai nhamba dzenyu paWhatsApp nhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera rakaiti mbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare vanasoro jena vari musangano rethe elders vokurudzira sadic kuti ipindire mukugadzirisa nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika muzimbabwe mapato anopikisa ari pasi penera anosangana muHarare mukuzeya nezvekuratidzira kuri kuitwa nemusi wechishanu kwakanangana nekukurudzira kuwandudzwa kwemitemo yesarudzo Darira magistrate muvulawayo nhasi rarasa mhosva yanga yakatarisana nemamwe madzimai gumi esangano rehoza anga achipomerwa mhosva yekuita musarinya kana kuti criminal nuisance tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi anokuoneka ine mufaro semazuva ose. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndekusiyai mina Chris Gande naMavelous Muhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 22nd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Muhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabweans speak out on Prophet Walter Magaya facing rape charges.
Spiritually, Magaya as a prophet is one of us and is doing a very splendid job in terms of turning people from the pagan world to become Christians. So we are sympathizing so greatly with him.
ZANU-PF factions clash over fielding candidates in a parliamentary by-election.
What they did is not good. Just because us as ZANU-PFs, we want the person that we chose. Just because if they rig us, it doesn't make any sense.
Opposition parties team up to protest against lack of electoral reforms while crafting a coalition ahead of the 2018 general election.
And the Olympic Games are over as remaining Zimbabwean athletes in Brazil prepare to go back home empty-handed.
These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Some Zimbabwean pastors say the law should take its course on popular prophet Walter Magaya, accused of allegedly raping a 25-year-old university student. Several pastors of various denominations told VOA Studio 7 they hope Magaya of the Prophetic Healing and Deliverance Ministries is innocent as he is viewed as a highly godly person by millions of Zimbabweans. Efforts to speak to Magaya on this issue were fruitless. He told the Independent Standard newspaper that the allegations were false. He once faced similar charges sometime last year. Prophet Magaya was brought before a Harare magistrate on Saturday, a few hours after conducting a midnight mass prayer in Harare. He was granted a $2,000 bail. One of the pastors, Joseph Baganga of the Apostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe, tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube these are serious allegations being laid against the Minister of Religion.
Spiritually, Magaya as a prophet is one of us and is doing a very splendid job in terms of turning people from the pagan world to become Christians. So we are sympathizing so greatly with him. We are yet to find out, since the court has not yet established the authenticity of whether he is guilty or not, until he is found to be found guilty. If so, then we pray for him to say maybe a bad spirit haunted him, because he is a highly professional man. He is married to a very decent and respectable woman. He had quite a good number of projects that he was undertaking for the development of spiritual as well as social and economic development and transformation of our country. But then the truth of the matter is not yet established.
So now what are people saying, the people that you are talking to in Zimbabwe there generally, about relations between pastors and their congregants?
From a general perspective, people in Zimbabwe, some are saying when you are a spiritual person, you are a father, a religious father, and the congregants are your sons and daughters, and you must treat them accordingly, so that mutuality and respect is protected, maintained, and preserved.
And that was Pastor Joseph Baganga of the Apostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe. We also reached Reverend Josiah Samudenda of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, who says they are praying for Magaya and victims of rape.
It's a high-profile case, and it's a serious case. But I don't think we can judge as it is, because there are so many facets to this matter. We've heard that he once has been accused of that, and it was in 2015, June 2015, last year. And the case surfaces now. But the whole matter to some of us is very sketchy in the sense that we hear some high profile, you know, men have actually instructed, you know, for his arrest. But nevertheless, let's wait how it proceeds without prejudicing anything. As a pastor, I wouldn't quickly judge, say he's wrong or he's right. Judgment lies with God, as far as Agaya is concerned. But it's not right. If it is true, it is not right at all. It's unacceptable. And if it is true, then he has shown that he is not a man of God, so to say. If it is true,
in terms of temptations of this nature, you know, when it comes to pastors, are you not normally tempted to do some of these things?
Temptations, Gibbs, temptations are there. But temptation is not a sin. It only becomes a sin when you succumb. Temptations are there. This is why even the word of God says, count it joy in James chapter 1, verse 2. Count it joy when you fall into many temptations. Those temptations are there. But you have to be disciplined enough. I would want to put it in technically to say to have the circumcision of the heart.
And that was Reverend Josias Mudenda of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches speaking there with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Binga, Matabeleland and North Province.
Two factions of President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party have clashed just outside Harare in a primary election to fill a parliamentary seat left vacant following the expulsions of war veterans leader Christopher Muchangwa from the former liberation movement for allegedly undermining the authority of the president and First Lady Grace Mugabe. The two factions, said to be led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and Mrs. Mugabe, nominated different candidates for the Norton by-election set for next month. Our reporter Arthur Chigoriwa reports.
Favorite candidates by Pete Somondo and Joyce Makaju, believed to be in the Generation 40 faction, allegedly led by Mrs. Mugabe, lost to Ronald Tinashe Chindedza, a member of Lacoste Group, said to be led by Mnangagwa. Chindedza polled 847 votes, Makaju got 617, and Somondo came third with 612. Other candidates that participated in the primary election include Mary Zvinavashe and Langton Mutendereki, who got 328 and 146 respectively. But it is the manner in which Chindedza won that angered the other candidates, who alleged that presiding officer Shadrack Mashaya Mombe had a hand in Chindedza's victory. Chindedza's victory at three polling stations, Brian Farm, Mutubwa and Jacktown, are being questioned by all candidates. Results at Brian Farm triggered the protest by losing candidates, as 7 votes cast at the polling station were allegedly inflated to 247. Voting sheets browsed by Studio 7 also indicated that the 59 votes at Jacktown were inflated to 189. 4 votes at Mutubwa were also allegedly inflated to 154 in favor of Chindedza. Somondo, who lost to former Norton Member of Parliament Christopher Muchangwa in ZANU-PF primaries in 2013, spoke through her election agent Rexon Zuze. Zuze said the election results were simple daylight robbery, adding that this is an indication that there is no democracy in the ruling party.
What they did is not good. Just because us as ZANU-PFs, we want the person that we chose. Just because if they rig us, it doesn't make any sense. A candidate is selected by the mass, and if they defy the mass and rig, there's no democracy in it. And the next elections, it will be very hard for the people to vote just because they will be discouraged. It's not that we don't want to vote for ZANU-PF in the next election.
Losing candidate Mutendereki said those who allegedly rigged the Norton primary election in Mashonaland and West Province should be disqualified and dealt with according to the ZANU-PF constitution. Zuze said it is unfortunate for residents that independent candidate Themba Muliswa and ZANU-PF winning candidate candidate Chindedza do not hail from Norton.
All those people who are contesting this time, as for now, as we speak, that is Temba Mlisko and Roni Chindedza, both they are not from this area. And it is not good for someone who is not from this area to come and rule this area just because all the resources that we are working for and all the resources that are in this community will go and support his community just because he doesn't belong to this community.
Chindedza will battle it out with Mulisqua in the by-election. Mnangagwa and Mrs. Mugabe are said to be harboring presidential ambitions, though they have in the past dismissed such allegations as unfounded. Most opposition parties are boycotting the by-election. Reporting for Studio 7 in Norton, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Ten women facing criminal nuisance charges following their arrest during a protest outside the venue of an international cricket match earlier this month had the charges dropped after a Bulawayo magistrate acceded to their application for refusal of further remand. Our correspondent Taurai Shaba brings us more from Bulawayo.
Magistrate Batanai Tuwe handed down the ruling and dismissed the charges against the 10 women after the state had accepted that they had no case to answer. The 10, including Director Jenny Williams of the Women of Zimbabwe Arise, were arrested after they staged a protest at the venue of an international cricket match between Zimbabwe and New Zealand. The women, out on free bail, had applied for refusal of further remand, arguing that they had not committed any crime. They had also filed a formal complaint to the court about the conditions of the cells in which they were held, as well as the fact that they were forced to remove their underwear while in custody. Prosecutor Nkatazo Lulu had initially acceded to the dropping of the charges against 9 of the women, but had said that Williams had a case to answer, asking the court to allow him to bring more facts against the accused. But Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Lizwe Jamela, one of the lawyers representing the women, opposed Lolo's reasoning, arguing that it was inconceivable for the court to uphold charges against Williams when her colleagues facing similar charges had been let go. Jamela also argued that the state had not directly responded to the issues raised by the accused in their application for refusal of further remand, including a formal complaint to the court about the conditions of the cells in which the women were held, as well as the fact that they were forced to remove their underwear while in custody. Magistrate Tuwe then ruled that charges against Williams be dropped as well and agreed with Jamela that the state could not bring new charges against her, advising that it could proceed by way of summons. Williams told Studio 7 that she was happy with the ruling.
I am elated that the magistrate saw sanity, he saw through the machinations of the state and dismissed charges against myself and my colleagues.
Jamela said while he was also happy for his clients, he was worried by the apparent unwillingness by the police and the state to uphold the provisions of the Constitution, which he said is very clear about citizens' right to demonstrate peacefully.
Inasmuch as I celebrate the ruling that was made today by the court, the problem is that does not necessarily mean that this is the end of everything. We have seen a lot of human rights activists being persecuted. And I won't be surprised to hear that Jenny has been rearrested, because it was clear that all they wanted was Jenny Williams.
Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance has issued a statement condemning what it says is police abuse of citizens' rights to protest or petition those in authority. Director of the Alliance, Reverend Usenis Banda, told Studio 7 that their statement comes amid increasing reports of beatings by police of citizens staging demonstrations.
We are very much concerned about police brutality on innocent, peaceful citizens as they demonstrate. According to the Zimbabwe Constitution, Section 59, which allows every citizen the right to demonstrate and to present their petitions, this is a constitutional right for every citizen. But our we are alarmed and concerned that instead the police have taken it to themselves to brutalize the citizens.
The country has in recent months been experiencing a wave of protests against the prevailing socio-economic situation in the country, with police beating and injuring some of the protesters in the process. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.
We have an important programming change announcement. Effective Monday, August 29th, 2016, Studio 7 will stop its English program. However, English news on Zimbabwe will continue to be broadcast on VOA's English to Africa programs, Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday, and Nightline Africa, Saturday and Sunday. Studio 7 will continue programming in English on Live Talk, which has been expanded to 1 full hour. You will also be able to get Zimbabwe news on our website and Facebook. We will continue broadcasting in Shona and Ndebele Monday through Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday, where we have expanded Shona and Ndebele programs to 30 minutes. For broadcast times and frequencies, please visit our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. That's www.voazimbabwe.com.
Coming up, in health news this evening, we are focusing on causes, symptoms, and treatment of dementia.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has renewed his call for the Clinton Foundation to be shut down, doubling down on his accusation the charity group represents a conflict of interest for his rival Hillary Clinton.
With the Rio Olympics over, the countdown to the Cyclotron Winter Games begins, but the organizers of the Olympics to be held in South Korea in 2018 are working to avoid the delays and organizational critics that plagued the Rio Games, while also trying to avoid the bloated budget of the 2014 Sochi Olympics.
Clinical psychologist Dr. Sekai Nyiwatiwa says family members should be on the lookout for common behavioral changes that affect senior citizens who suffer from different forms of dementia. Dr. Nyiwatiwa says the biggest symptom is forgetfulness and confusion. She says most of the aged suffering from this disease are usually in the rural areas. Dr. Nyiwatiwa tells us more on the issue.
In the elderly, usually dementia is quite common. Dementia is a degenerative process where the elderly loses his faculties, starting with memory, going on to judgment, thinking, and so forth and so forth. Until the elderly, if they continue to be alive, they may remain thinking. All the memories wiped out, maybe only left with a few years of their life that they remember.
What different types of dementias are they?
They are the congenital dementias. Usually they are caused by genetic problems. The causes are not very specific. People just assume, because they run in families, so you assume that there may be a genetic factor. There is also an environmental factor. And the elderly, when you grow old, all the systems are slowing down. So the brain may also slow down. Even if you are not dementing, you may be what we call senile. You know, these people are old, they behave in an eccentric way, and they won't be able to look after themselves very well. And they are also acquired dementias, which are caused by, one of them is called vascular dementia or multi-infant dementia, which is caused by hypertension and also diabetes. The congenital and the commonest in our setting is Alzheimer's disease. And then you have the acquired, which is a vascular dementia. You have infectious HIV, and there are other genetic congenital causes which may lead to dementia, like Huntington's, chorea, Parkinson's disease, and so on.
So how do these people that have these diseases present? How can people recognize that this is what is going on, and what do they need to do when they do recognize that?
In dementia, usually it's memory problems. They know who they are, they may be aware of their surroundings, but with time that goes as well. But the first thing that goes is memory. There's memory problems. That's what people usually come with, being forgetful, and sometimes they get lost and they can't remember where they came from. They may be confused, and confusion is very common in the elderly, because anything can cause confusion. Dehydration, medication like painkillers, even medication, antipsychotics, anything can cause confusion in the elderly. So that can be a problem out in the rural areas. So people are advised to bring their relatives to hospital, let them be looked at, and they get advice.
Is there any treatment for some of the dementias?
The congenital ones, there's no non-treatments, but there are treatments that people do, nutritional. There are some drugs. They've not been proven. The congenital dementias usually have no treatment, but we do palliative treatment, if I may call that. Sleep deficiencies, dehydration, because when they are demented and maybe they are living alone, they become dehydrated, they become malnourished. So if you take care of those things, the patients may improve somewhat.
That was clinical psychologist Dr. Sekai Niwatiwa speaking to us from Harare.
A 13 opposition political parties under a coalition of the National Electoral Reform Agenda, or NERA, today met with other political parties under the so-called Coalition of Democrats in an effort to find each other. Transform Zimbabwe President Jacob Ngarivume says the meeting also served as a platform to officially invite CORD members to join NERA in a massive demonstration scheduled for this Friday in Harare to demand electoral reforms and that ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau relinquish either the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission or the Judicial Services Commission posts she currently holds. Ngarivume tells reporter Junga Kandemiri that they hope to work with CORD and finally form a coalition.
We have a meeting with our colleagues and partners within CORD. NERA is a coalition of 18 different political parties demanding for electoral reform. And from CORD, which is a political coalition, there are 5 political parties. And so all of us came together to discuss the demonstration that we intend to have on Friday, the 26th of August.
What have you agreed on? Have you agreed on forming a coalition or what?
Firstly, we agreed that as all the 18 plus political parties, we are going to participate in the demonstration on Friday. We are all coming together to demand for electoral reform. In any case, we realize that we have a lot of common positions as far as electoral reforms are concerned. So we then agreed and all plus political parties that came together today that yes, we should go ahead with that demonstration. That's point number one. Then the second thing is we then said, okay, there's also need for us to work together, which is what in fact the people of Zimbabwe are demanding for and calling for.
What exactly are you going to demonstrate against?
The demonstration on Friday, the 26th, seek to achieve basically electoral reform. We've been calling for electoral reform for NERA, and also in Zimbabwe, we have been calling for the leveling of the playing field. So what we are saying on Friday is that we are pushing for electoral reform. This is a common and united voice from all Zimbabweans to call for electoral reform.
And that was Transform Zimbabwe President Jacob Ngarivume on the phone from Harare with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri.
In a related development, political analysts and observers are hailing the decision by the People's Democratic Party, led by former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, to coalesce around Mrs. Joyce Mujuru's presidential candidacy in 2018. Biti's deputy Semsi Pepankomo announced at a joint rally with Mujuru in Binga on Saturday that his party was not fielding any presidential candidate, but will back the former Zimbabwe vice president who was kicked out of ZANU-PF over allegations of plotting a coup against President Mugabe. For perspective, Studio 7's Ntungamile Nkomo reached political analyst Dumisani Nkomo.
I think on the part of the PDP, it's quite a magnanimous display. It shows political maturity and also strategy, because they might also have figured out that they stand very little chance in terms of winning the presidential election. So an alliance with Njuri is quite strategic. However, what is actually needed is a broader alliance of all the opposition parties. They need to come together for the 2018 election and actually field one candidate for the 2018 election. It may be Mujuru, it may be Tsvangirai, it may be whoever, but they need to agree on one candidate for the 2018 election. That is very imperative.
Now, factoring in Mr. Biti's support for Mrs. Mujuru, how do you see the dynamics playing out between Mr. Tsvangirai and Mrs. Mujuru?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting situation, because just over 2 weeks ago, we saw Joyce Mujuru joining hands with Morgan Tsvangirai in a protest march in Gweru. So there appears to be a battle for Mujuru, as it were, to go into an alliance with Mujuru. So it's quite interesting. It will depend on who is to offer more on the table between the two. But in the interest of Zimbabwe, what is important is, as I said, a bigger, a broader alliance that goes beyond PDP, that goes beyond Mujuru, that includes the likes of Walshman Mube, Moses Mzilandovu, Morgan Tsvangirai, Lavu Maduku and company. So some of them may not have political support or people support, but you need their brain.
Political analyst Misani Nkomo on the line from Bulawayo with Studio 7's Ntungameli Nkomo.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's party, the Zimbabwe People First, says although it will not trouble itself much with a story that appeared in the state-controlled Sunday Mail suggesting that Mujuru was of loose morals during the Liberation War, it decries the lack of ethics shown in the story. The story has salacious details about what allegedly happened behind closed doors during the liberation struggle. The story headlined Dr. Joyce Mujuru Unmasked quotes a former war veteran George Rutanire as having told the paper that Mujuru was not a trained fighter and used his sexuality to rise through the ranks. Rutanire rubbishes the popular legend that Mujuru single-handedly brought down an enemy helicopter, alleging that the person who actually did this was her lover. The paper also quotes an unnamed war veteran, but does not make an effort to balance the story by talking to Mujuru or her surrogates. A member of the ZIMPF Information Department, Metuseli Moyo, tells Studio 7 that the party's legal department is going through the story with the intention of seeing if they can seek legal recourse.
Yes, maybe to start with, this is not surprising. It is unfortunate, but it is not surprising. It is in keeping with the tradition of ZANU-PF. Whenever they are under pressure, like they are under pressure now from Zimbabwe People First, they resort to dirty tactics. In this case, they have decided to line up, you know, or concoct a story. Yeah, the kind of story that you read in the paper. Unfortunately, you know, even when you go to the basics, to the ethics of journalism, they should have at least given the chance to respond or go to a spokesperson or to the party spokesperson. And that was not done. Clearly, the motive was to malign, was to try and portray in bad light. But fortunately, you know, the state media has a reputation for writing lies, for coming up with all sorts of stories. And very few people, you know, still take them seriously or believe the kind of things that they write. So in a way, yes, it's unfortunate, but we are not surprised at all.
Are you going to approach the Voluntary Media Council or any media watchdog to get a redress?
Yes, we are still studying the situation. Our legal department, in consultation with the relevant authorities, is going to look into the matter. At the moment, I cannot say conclusively what action we are going to take going forward. But certainly, we don't, you know, as a principle, concern ourselves so much about what the ZANU-PF controlled government press writes.
And that was Metuseli Moyo of the Zimbabwe People First Information Department. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare.
Stay tuned for Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Today, our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners about possibilities of a possible coalition ahead of 2018 Zimbabwe general elections.
Now to recap today's top stories. ZANU-PF factions clash over fielding candidates in a parliamentary by-election.
Opposition parties team up to protest against the lack of electoral reforms while crafting a coalition ahead of the 2018 general elections.
And the Olympic Games are over as remaining Zimbabwean athletes in Brazil prepare to go back home empty-handed.
That's our broadcast this evening.
And now, please do stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntunga Milinkomo. This is Chris Gande in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Mavela Silo Chris silichona njani mthwakazi omuhle siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 22 ngoNcwabakazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emweni ngenjabulo ngontunga milinkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kukhona okungenziwa xa kule drought, yikho ezama ukubafundisa konke hayi lingalahli ithemba ngoba izola lisananga. Even izola lingasananga kukhona elingakwenza kule zifuyo elingazivuya njalo kulama crops elingawalima avumayo indawo engela zulu. Sekho esizama ukufundisana labo ama-farmers lama-students.
Umbukiso wezokulima oyarare agricultural show usungulwe lamhlanje kubukisa amabhizimusi aphathelane lezokulima izifuyo lokunye.
I-electoral act le izeke kayila ndaba layo kukhona sibili okukhanyayo lapha ezeke chairmanship uchief justice Rita Makarao laye ngu-chairperson wezeke njalo lapha ebenchini laba majaji ukhona.
Aba mabandla alichumi lasishiya kalombili aphikisayo bathi baqoqa ukutshengisela bekhankasela inguquko emithethweni yezokhetho. Kwezemidlalo sizalethulela impumela iye Premier Soccer League kanye lokuqitshwa kwemincintiswano wama Olympics eRio kwele Brazil. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umbukiso wezokulima oyarare agricultural show usungulwe namhlanje kubukisa amabhizimusi aphathelane lezokulima izifuyo lezilimo ezichiyeneyo. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Lumbukiso uvule amasango awo kuZulu lamhlanje ungenwa ngabantu abalutshwana njengokuvame ukwenzakala kulanga lakuqala. Kubukiswa izilimo lezifuyo ezigoqela izimvu, inkomo, ingulube, inkukhu, amadada, ongalukhuni, imvundla lokunye. Amakolishi emfundo yaphezulu emaNdebeleni athathele phezulu leli thuba ekhuthaza ukusekelwa kwezokulima ngokunikeza imfundo ezwayo kubalimi. Umnumzana Tatua Gumbo weGwanda State University uthi ekolishini lakhe bafundisa ezokulima lezokwemba ethi abantu kabaqhelise imfundo yabo kwezokulima ukuze bathuthukise ilizwe noma kungaba lokoma.
Nge-drought ekhona yebo ye kungabe kuyinto ehluphayo yama-farmers amaningi izulu lingasabuyi. But kukhona okungenziwa xa kule drought, yikho ezama ukubafundisa konke hayi lingalahli ithemba ngoba izola lisananga. Even izola lingasananga kukhona elingakwenza kule zifuyo elingazivuya njalo kulama crops elingawalima avumayo indawo engela zulu. Sekho esizama ukufundisana labo ama-farmers lama-students.
Umnumzana Zwelithini Dlamini weLupane State University uthi ikolishi lakhe lalo liqakathekisa izifundo zokulima ikakhulu amabele.
Thina sispecializa nge-semi-arid agriculture kumbe i-agriculture in semi-arid regions. Sikhangele kakhulu ama-small grains esibone ngathi ayavuma ukuthi alimeke endaweni esikuyo ngoba kuyachisa kakhulu. Nomhlabathi wakhona lichebe-chebe ngakho size lapha lama-experiments atshengisa izilimo ezivumayo ukuthi zilimeke kule indawo esikuyo eMathabeleland North la kwezinye indawo ezilomkhati ofanayo ezweni lakithi leZimbabwe.
UDlamini uthi iLupane State University ebilokhu isebenzela kobulawayo isilungiselela ukuthutha ukuze iyesebenzela khona eLupane.
Sithanda ukubazisa abantu ukuthi isakhiwo lesi esilisibonayo estanding sethu sikhona ngale eLupane eMathabeleland North lapho esesirelocate khona, kusho ukuthi izisebenzi eziqhakathekileyo mhlawumbe ezinkulu euniversity sezisebenza zikhona le eMath North.
Izabelo zeMandebele nezidibana lodubo lokungani kuhle kwezulu zidume ngemisebenzi yokufuya. Abantu beZimbabwe banikezwa amapulazi phansi kohlelo lokuhlalisa abantu kutsha, kodwa iningi labo alilalwazi olwenelayo kwezokulima noma befisa ukuzama ukuziphilisa ngalo msebenzi. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi imisebenzi yezokulima iqakathekile kakhulu njalo yiyo engavuselela umnotho welizwe ingaqhutshwa kakuhle kuleli lizwe. Okwamanje ilizwe libhekana lendlala osokubangela ukuba ilizwe lithenge umumbu kwamanye amazwe. Ingcitshi zithi udubo yikusilela kolwazi kulabo-ke abanikezwa amapulazi abaqhuba ezokulima kunye lokusilela kosekelo lwemali yokuba bethuthukise imisebenzi yabo ngendlela ezwayo. IHarare Show iphela ngomgqibelo kuyona le iviki. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Isaziso eziqhakathekileyo senguquko enhlelweni ze-Studio 7 kusukisela ngomvulo mhla ka-29 Ncwabakazi 2016, umsakazo wakho we-Studio 7 uza kuma ukusakaza ngolimi lwesiNgisi. Loba kunjalo, indaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe ngalolu limi zizaqhubeka ziphuma kunhlelo ze-VOA English to Africa ezithi Africa News Tonight ngomvulo usiya ngolwesihlanu, kuthi ke le Nightline Africa ngomgqibelo langesonto. I-Studio 7 izaqhubeka isakaza ngesiNgisi kuhlelo Live Talk lona osaluqheliswa emsakazweni weradio ukuze lube lihola elilodwa, hatshi ingxenye yehola obekuyikho khona kathesi. Lizaba lakho ukuqhubeka lithola indaba zesiNgisi ebulenjini beweb. Sizaqhubeka sisakaza ngesishonala ngesiNdebele ngomvulo okusiya ngolwesihlanu okwengxenye yehola ngalimi lunye, futhi ngomgqibelo langesonto lalo luqheliswe lusiya njalo kungxenye yehola ngalunye. Ukuze lithole amagaga esisakaza kiwo, yanini kuwebsayithi yethu ethi www.voashona.com loba ku www.voaindebele.com. Uhlelo lwesishona lo lwesiNdebele lusakazwa nsuku zonke kusukisela ngo-7 ntambama kusiya ngo-8 p.m. kumagagasi athi 15460 6065 4930 shortwave laku 909 medium wave. Uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lusakazwa kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 ntambama kumagagasi awe 6065 15460 ushortwave laku 909 medium wave. Inhlelo ze-VOA English to Africa olwe-Africa News Tonight ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu kusukisela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ngo-8 kumagagasi athi 6080 155080 laku 17530 ushortwave. Uhlelo lwe-Nightline Africa ngomgqibelo langesonto kusukisela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ngo-8 kumagagasi athi 909 le 4930 medium wave.
Abamabandla alitshumi lasishiyagalombili aphikisayo bathi baqoqa ukutshengisela esitaladeni bekhankasela inguquko kwimithetho ephathelane lezokhetho, kubika uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuvezwe ngabakumanyano we-National Electoral Reforms Agenda, NERA, lowe Coalition of Democrats Code emhlanganweni wokulungiselela umkhosi wokufola okhangele ukwenziwa mhla ka-26 Ncwabakazi owenzelwe eRockwood Christian Center eseHatfield. Lokhu kutshengisela ngokwakuqala embalini yelizwe ukuqhutshwa ngabamabandla aphikisayo emanyene nganjongo yinye, ayakhalaza phezu kwesimo semithetho elawula ezokhetho njalo efuna inhlanganiso ebona ngezokuqhutshwa kokhetho yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC isebenze izimele. Omunye walezi nkokheli umnumzana Rodney Takaruza weTransform Zimbabwe uthi bakubone kumgqoka ukuba bamanyane.
Kuzaba lokukhulumisana, but kuzaba lokukhulumisana sibili after idemo isiphelile ukuthi kube le coalition.
Ethi khona bezohlala phansi bexoxisana phezu kokubunjwa kwalo manyano ngemva kokutshengisela okukhangelelwe ukwenziwa ngolwesihlanu.
I-Electoral Act lay izeke kayila ndaba layo. Kukhona sibili okukhanyayo lapha e-exec chairmanship. U-Chief Justice Rita Makarao laye ngu-chairperson we-exec njalo lapha ebenchini laba majaji ukhona nguye ubhosi wangkhona njalo indaba leyi ayifunakali ukuthi ibonakale isenzakala lapha.
Abamabandla la bathi bazoqhubeka ngokufola lanxa belokhu bengakayitholi impendulo yamapholisa. Bemelele ukuthi amapholisa engabavimba bazahle balukhweze udaba lwabo edalela phezulu ele High Court. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
UZulu seveze imbono etshiyeneyo phezu komanyano osukhona phakathi kwebandla elikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Joyce Mujuru eleZimbabwe People First lelikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Tendai Biti elePeople's Democratic Party. Ibandla likaBiti lazise ngomgqibelo ukuthi alisoze lincintise kukhetho lokudinga umongameli ngo-2018. Ngoba selivumelene ukuthi lisekele unkosikazi Mujuru. Lokho kuvezwe ngumsekeli kaBiti, umnumzana CMC Pepa Nkomo emhlanganweni owenziwe ngumjuru eBinga. Lanxa abaningi besithi leli linyathelo elihle, abanye ikakhulu abebandla lezano PF bathi umanyano lo ngamadlwane. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume incwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo.
Ngibona nje ngasikhangela ngathi ngisike ngabathi iprincipe kuyinto enhle ukuthi amabandla athikisana lohulumende kumbe lebandla lezanup f ukuthi babe lo muntu oyedwa nje ozancintisa ukhetho as a principle ku-right. Engxenye ukuthi umjuru sokuzaba ngenye into kodwa as a principle ku-right ukuthi ube lo muntu oyi-one ozancintisa ngokhetho luka-2018 kodwa kade kube lesikhathi ukuthi kukhethe omunye umuntu engangasomjuru ngoba ngasikhangela isiza sibili umjuru kakakhulumi ngendlela eqinileyo echothoza uyizanupiefu kakhulu ezinyinto ezenzakala ngama-1980s lendaba ze-corruption ezenzakalayo as well. So mbona zaninkingi khonapho kodwa sekwenze kahle.
Ngezinye indlela ubona ngani inhliziyo kankosikazi Mjuru lokhu ikuzanupiefu?
Ngibona zani asonhliziyo nje mbona zani yindlela kumbe inhlala yenza yezani ngoba izanu aso political party nje asobandla lombangazwe nje kodwa yinhlala yenza indlela abenza ngayo izinto indlela abenza ngayo ipolitiki indlela abasebenza ngayo yiso isizanu. So mbona zani kakazi hlanzi esizanwini mbona zani khonapho niyensolo khonapho kodwa njengoba indlu isitsha kwesinye isikhathi uma indlu yakho isitsha awuthuki loo kusizayo ukuthi awona kude ngumthakathi wenu uyaloya wenu yilokhu lalokhu wenu lisela okuyabe kuqakathekile ngaleso sikhathi yukuthi licime lowo mlilo othisa indlu ngoba singakhangela ukuthi kuthi indlu umhlobo bani womuntu indlu izathi phele indlu iyiZimbabwe. So kuqakathekile kwakhathesi yukuthi abantu bahlangane bahlanganise injongo yemkhondo bacitshe lowo mlilo osuqede iZimbabwe.
Ubona besebenzelana njani uTswangirai lo mjuru sikhangela ukuthi sokulobite eceleni likamjuru?
Ya ngibona ngasikhangela iviki ledlulile amavili amabili adlulileyo umnumzana uTswangirai laye ukuwahlela ukutshengisela kwabantu egweru ekwenza elo mjuru. So mbona zani laye uTswangirai engabe lesifiso njalo ukuthi basebenzelane lo mjuru kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi amabandla onke ombusazwe athikisayo ahlangane kugoqela i-MBC ekhokhela ngubaba uNcube ekhokhela ngubaba uTswangirai i-PDP nebandla likamjuru lo baba ohlonipheka njalo uMoses Mzila Ndlovu ukuthi behlangane ukuze bedinge amaqhinga okucitsha lo mlilo osubhidlizilizwe.
Umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo ucubungula ezombusazwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Ibandla loyengumsekeli kaMongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru eZimbabwe People First lithi lanxa lingazihluphi ngodaba oluphume kuphephandaba leSunday Mail luhlambaza uMujuru lidaniswa ikuswelakala kokusebenza ngokuqotho okwenziwa zintatheli zindaba zaleli phephandaba. Udaba olulesihloko esithi ukuchaya uDokotela Mujuru leli phephandaba lithi kazange alwe impi yenkululeko kumbe ukuwisa indizamchina okuthiwa wakwenza kodwa ungumuntu owayesebenzisa icansi ukudinga izikhundla. Leli phephandaba lithi laxoxa lwalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana George Rutanire yena othi uMujuru wabulalisa abantu abaningi ngokuthanda icansi. Kodwa isinye isiphathamandla sebandla leZimbabwe People First umnumzana Methuseli Moyo utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi ugatsha lwezemithetho lwebandla lakhe lusahluzisisa lolu daba ukuze libone ukuthi lingathatha amanyathelo bani.
Ye, thina njengebandla leZimbabwe People First lokho esikubone emaphepheni kahulumende abakutshoyo ngomongameli wethu umama uJoyce Mujuru akusimangalisi njalo kusethusi. Izanu nxa ivele isisekunzimeni isibona ukuthi sikhulelwa ngepolitiki iyasuka iye kwenza ezinye izinto ngesikhiye sanama-dirty tactics into ezingamanga ezilize ukuzama ukuthi begcone abanye abantu. Akulanto ekhona ekhulunyiweyo elomkantsho ebambekayo. Yikuphomba ukukhuluma nje bezama ukugcoba umama uMujuru ngodaka. Kodwa esikunanzelelayo nje abantu sebekwathi hayi izami ivele injalo abanandaba lakho kakhulu. Lathi akusethusi kangako sikukhangele kuyasitshengisa ukuthi hayi siyasebenza sebesesaba sebebona sebeqina ngenhlamba lamanga.
Sike saxoxa lengcwethi ezicubungula ukwethulwa kwembiko zithi zona udaba lolu lukhanya vele lungaphathwanga kahle njalo kukhanya kulokuthi abathi lokhu ngesilungu akulama ethics. Lithini lina njengebandla lizathatha yini udaba lolu luhambise phambili?
Ye, kusegcekeni ukuthi indlela indaba ebhalwe ngayo lami nganye nginozi indaba. Indaba nxa ivele ibhalwa njalo ubhala ngento ezinzima kangaka omunye umuntu kumele umnike ithuba ukhulume laye azitsholo yena. Umama uMujuru labantu abamkhulumelayo ngomnye wabo sibanenge ephathini abazange bezame ukusidinga ukuthi betsho lokho. Lokho kuveza injongo yabo ukuthi ade bevele bele njongo nje yokungcolisa umama. Ukuthi kade ezingithi mina sizahamba emthethwandaba mbe sizathini kuzabonakala lokho bakhona ababona ngomthetho ephathini bazakukhanyela. Kodwa kuma-ethics ngithi kusebenza kwabo unozindaba. Ye, kubi ukuthi bephathe indaba ngale ndlela kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi vele ama-journalist asebenza kumaphepha kahulumende ye bayenziswa izinto lezi bayafakwa esigabeni sokuthi kuthi yenzani lokhu befuna bengafuni abakuthandi bayasitshela abanye into abakuthandi kube khona njalo abanye abakujabulelayo ukwenza leyo msebenzi umuntu nje kusiyakuthi yena uvele usebenza nabo.
Lo ngumnumzana Methuseli Moyo okuhlangothi lwezokwethulwa kwembiko kubandla leZimbabwe People First obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Kande weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Okhokhela inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo amankazana iGirl Child Network unkosazana Betty Makoni uthi kulabantu asebeqalisile ukwethusela untombazana oyithesa umfundisi Walter Magaya icala lokumdlengula. UMagaya ubotshwe ngolwesihlanu wamiswa emthethwandaba kamantshi ngomgqibelo. Ukhululwe ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukubhadala imali yesibambiso ibail engamadola azinkulungwane ezimbili. UMagaya yena okhokhela ibandla lokholo eleProphetic Healing and Deliverance Ministries uyalilandula lelicala njalo uthi imsebenzi yezitha zakhe ezijonge ukungcolisa igama lakhe emphakathini. Isikhulumeli samapholisa unkosikazi Charity Charamba uthi imbiko ekhulunywa ngunkosazana Makoni kabakayitholi.
ku Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela umanyano wamabandla aphikisayo azatshengisela ezitaladeni kuliviki ekhonona ngemithetho yezokhetho yona athi kumele iguqulwe. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Umdlali wokugijima wakwele Ethiopia uFaisa Lilesa uthe qedisa umjaho wokugijima emidlalweni yama-Olympics ebiseBrazil izolo waphakamisa isandla efumbathe isibhakela phezu kwekhanda njengesitshengiselo sokusekela labo abatshengiselayo bekhonona ngohulumende osembusweni esigabeni salapho adabuka khona ese-Oromio. Umphathintambo obona ngobudlelwano bakweletheki lamanye amazwe ufunge ukuqinisa ukulwisana kwabo labahlamuki besimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo abe-ISIS ngemva kokubulawa kwabantu abangamathumi amahlanu lane libhomba ebelithiywe emzimbeni welinye lamalunga awe-ISIS elizweni lelo. Isibhedlela seGwanda sesiqale uhlelo lokwelapha wonke umuntu oza elegciwane lengculaza kungakhathalekile ukuthi amasosha akhe omzimba ami njani ngaphansi kohlelo lwe-Treat All Initiative. Kubika uNothando Sibanda.
Uhlelo lolu olusungulwe lugatsha lwezempilakahle lokunakekelwa kwabantwana luphathisana lenhlanganiso ezimele yodwa i-Organization for Public Health Interventions and Development ngolokuqala elizweni njalo luzaphathwa laseziqintini zebulilima leMangwe lesinye esisodwa eManicaland. Nyakenye, inhlanganiso ekhangela ezempilakahle emhlabeni wonke jikelele, iWorld Health Organization, iWHO, yaphawula iziqondiso ezintsha ngemva kokuthi ukucubungula okwenziweyo uveze ukuthi labo abahle baqale ukwelatshwa i-antiretroviral therapy lapho betholakala ukuthi balengculaza baqhuba ngcono kulalabo okumelelwa ukuthi amasosha abo omzimba ehle. Ophethe inhlelo esibhedlela seGwanda, uDr. Andrew Felix Muza, uthi akusela kumelela kulabo abatholakala belegciwane esibhedlela lesi kanye lemakliniki wonke akulesi sigaba kusukela kumaviki amabili adlulileyo. Ugcizelele ukuthi wonke umuntu olegciwane lengculaza aze ukuzongena kuhlelo lwe-ART lalabo abake baqala baphinda bama. Osakhulayo owakulesi sigaba, uNkosazana Gidumetsi Sibata, uthi leli nyathelo lihle ngoba indawo ezisemingceleni yelizwe njengeGwanda, iMangwe leBulilima zilenani eliphezulu labantu elilegciwane lengculaza.
Indaba leye Treat All Initiative for People with HIV yindaba enhle kakhulu. Siyabonga ngoba amanye amazwe kudala aqalisa and sinanzelela ukuthi kuyanceda kakhulu abantu. Ngoba sokutsho ukuthi abantu bonke bangaba ku-ART, ama-chances okuthi abantu babe le viral load ephezulu aba phansi. Okuza kwenza ukuthi lalabo abantu abangaba sezingeni lokuthi bathelelwe imikhuhlane we-HIV labo babe balutshwane.
Lumbono ugcizelelwe njalo yisakhamuzi uNkosikazi Siphathisiwe Ndlovu esithi kodwa lokhu kutsho ukuthi kuzadingakala imali eningi ekwelapheni ingculaza njalo kuzamele kunanzelelwe ukuthi ama-IRVs angagcini esesilela kulezi zigaba. Okwakhathesi uthi vele eleZimbabwe aliqhubi kuhle kwezinye indawo ekunikeni uZulu ama-ARVs kungakho ulokunqineka ukuthi abazukuswela imithi ezibhedlela na.
Mina mbona kumele kutholakale imali eningi ukuthi kube lama-ARVs ngoba abantu abanatha ama-ARVs kudala yibo ababhenefitayo, but laba abamele baqalise kabaluthole uncedo ngoba sometimes bakutshela ukuthi mana uyafuna ibhukti ngenxa yokuthi kuyabe kungela mithi yangikhona.
umqondisi we-WHO ezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika, uDr. Matshidiso Moeti, uthi ukutholisa wonke olengculaza imithi bekukhangelelwe ukuqala ngomabasa lonyaka emhlabeni wonke jikelele, kodwa amazwe amaningi ngenelisanga ngoba kusitsho ukuthi inani labantu eselidinga ama-ARVs e-Afrika selikhwele ngokuphindwe kabili.
The new recommendations particularly provide guidance on the how-to or further accelerating the pace.
Izinqumo lezi ezintsha zikhangelelwe ukucebisa ukuthi singengeza njani inani labantu abathola ukwelashwa ingculaza, njalo senelise ukusebenzisa le nani labantu elikhwelayo ngesikhathi, njalo sikhangela ukuthi bathola imithi efaneleyo. Nxa amazwe wonke asemangweni lo emhlabeni wonke imbala engalandela lezi ziqondiso, siza kwenelisa ukugcwalisa izimiso ze-1990 iminyaka emihlanu ezayo.
Unkosikazi Mo Blessings Spanda ungumongikazi osebenza labantu abaphila legcikwane lengculaza. Uthi emsebenzini wakhe uhlangana labantu abaningi abanganathi ama-ARVs abo ngendlela okumele kuqatshelwe ngaphansi kwalolu hlelo ukuthi oqalileyo angaphindi ame njalo.
Kumele amaphilisi lawa anathwe ngendlela yokuthi kunathwa nsuku zonke ngesikhathi sinye esifaneleyo esifana nayo, ukwenzela ukuthi khona aze asebenze to the maximum. Kulezi zinsuku akusadingakali ukuthi umuntu abulawe yi-AIDS ngoba kukhona izinto ezingaziyenza ukuthi amaphilisi akhona, imvikela zikhona, konke lokhu umuntu angakwenza abe le mpilo yakhe elempumela kumbe e-productive for iminyaka eminingi.
Ingcishi zithi ukumelela umuntu aze aqale ukugula kumbe amasosha akhe ehle engakatholi i-AIDS wenza umzimba wakhe wehluleke ukulisana legciwane, njalo amathuba akhe okuthelela abanye akhwele. Izimiso ze-1990 zithi kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2020 kumele abantu abangamashumi ayisishiyagalolunye ekhulwini abaphila legciwane bebesebesazi isimo sabo inani elifanayo libe lithola ukwelatshwa i-antiretroviral therapy, kuthi inani elifanayo njalo elelatshwayo libe lingasakhanyi igcikwane leli emzimbeni lalapho lihlolwa i-viral suppression. Ngimele i-Studio 7, nginguNothando Spanda.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, iqembu le-FC Platinum selikhokela ngemiklomelo emihlanu kungalane yesigaba se-Castlelager Premier Soccer League ngemva kwemidlalo yangempela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum selilemiklomelo engamashumi amane lambili ngemva kokunqoba elikwenze le-Trinity nge-2-1 ngesonto. Kundawo yesibili kule qembu le-Cape United lona elilemiklomelo engamashumi amathathu lesikhombisa, njalo elitshaywe nge-3-1 liqembu leBulawayo City. Ekhuluma ngemva kwalomdlalo, ukapteni weqembu leBulawayo City uXolisani Moyo uthe ukunqoba kwabo kuzakwenza labo abadlali baleli qembu abangadlalanga ngempela viki basebenze kanzima.
Umuntu yabuyayo ethini kuthi abanzi basasibendi bazobengekho bayomele benjani ibendukani. So ipressure yabisengukoshe.
Iqembu le-Islanders laleli lokhu lihlezi endaweni yesithathu lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lambili, loba nje linqotshwe nge-1 kanyalo iqembu le-ZPC Caribe ngomgqibelo. Iqembu le-Bosso selidlale imidlalo eyisithupha lisehluleka ukunqoba, njalo amathuba alo okuphakamisa isicoco seligi lonyaka asemalutshwane njengoba selitshiywa ngemiklomelo elitshumi liqembu le-FC Platinum okuyilo elihlezi esiqongweni sengalane. Kundawo yesine kule qembu le-Dynamos lona elinqobele Harare City nge-1 kanya, njalo lile miklomelo ngamashumi amathathu lanye okulinani elifana lele qembu le-ZPC Caribe. Iqembu le-Triangle lihlezi kundawo yesithupha lile miklomelo ngamashumi amathathu, ukuthi ngemva kwalo kutholakala iqembu le-Bulawayo City lile miklomelo ngamashumi amabili lathobaminambili. Iqembu elihlezi ngaphansi kwengalane le-Border Strikers linqobele Nkeze Platinum nge-2 kanya, okuyimpumela ekhuphule inani layo le miklomelo laya kutshumi lantathu. Iqembu elihlezi endaweni yesibili nxa usuka emsileni wengalani yeletsholotsho lalo lile miklomelo elitshumi lantathu, njalo lilitshaywe nge-1 kanyanga le-Chicken Inn. Imidlalo ye-2016 Rio Olympics ifike komlindi uyagcina ngesonto, njalo ilizwe leZimbabwe alenelisanga ukuthola imendulo, ikanti ele-United States of America yilo elithole imendulo eziningi. abadlali belizwe leMelika babuthelele imendulo ezilikhulu lamachumi amabili lanye 121 ezibalisa ezingamachumi amane lesithupha ezegolide, lezingamachumi amathathu lesikhombisa ezesiliva kanye lezingamachumi amathathu lathoba mbili ezombala wethusi. Kusenjalo imidlalo yabatsha yeZimbabwe National Youth Games layo ifike komlindi uyacina ngomgqibelo edolobheni leGenoa, njalo isigaba seMaswingo iso esiphuthe imidlalo sisendaweni yakuqala.
Siyabonga Jaha Mthwakazi kwanele okwalamhlanje. Lingayikatshana liyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk olivalelisayo yimi owenu uNtungamile Inkomo. Libe lobusuku obuhle.